you, Janet. Children, if you would come forward, Susan Williams has a story for you. Children, all come forward.
Good morning, boys and girls. I have something to share with you today, so I'm going to let you look at this, touch it, feel it, and then pass it down, and then when you're done, please give it back to me because we're going to use it. Think about it, touch it, and then pass it on to the next person. Do you want me to give it to you? Is it dry? A little dry? Kind of hard? Testing it out to see how hard it is. Okay, keep passing it so everybody can have time. Good job, guys. He said it's like if you mixed a lot of Elmer's glue with cotton balls. While they're still passing it, what is that? Anybody know what that is? What is it?
A sponge.
A sponge. It is a sponge. Now, what good is a sponge? What can you do with a sponge?
Dishes.
To clean dishes? To clean?
Can
I
clean a sink?
To clean? Yeah. Do you know what? I found out when I researched, there's over at least 23 things I found. There's probably more. Things that I never even thought about, like using it to pack something fragile if you're going to mail it, like putting it under your car if you have an oil leak to soak that up, or use for building blocks for little kids. There's so many things that you can do with sponges that I had no idea. But what do we need to do? What do we need to do to this sponge to make it the most useful that it can be? Can clean what with it? Walls, yeah. What do I do to need to make it so you can use it good for cleaning? Dishes, yeah. But what do I have to do to the sponge? Can I use it like it is?
Soak it up with water.
Oh, okay. Come down. Come close. I want you guys to see what happens to this sponge when we put water in it. Can you get in? Let me scoot back. Can everybody get in? Can you see? I'll put it right here. Can everybody see that?
Yes.
I want you to see how this sponge grows and changes when we add water to it, okay? See how dry and all weird it is? Okay. Okay, you ready? Now watch. Is that working?
Yeah.
Is it changing?
Yeah.
Little, huh? Not a whole lot, huh? So what do I need to do to make it change more?
Dump it. You have to put more water.
I have to put more water in it. Let's see what happens now.
It gets all squishy.
See how much that's growing and changing?
Yeah.
It needs a lot of water to do that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Did it change a lot? Okay, wait. I don't want everybody's hands in there because water will go everywhere. Okay, I'm just going to squeeze it out. different?
Yeah, it's not hard at all.
It's not hard at all. It's soft, isn't it?
It's not hard.
No.
It's very
there you go.
Soft.
It's very soft now, huh? Yeah. Okay, did everybody get to feel? Okay, so what does a sponge have to do with anything? We all know about sponges. Do you want to feel it?
You can clean stairs with it.
Yeah, we all know what we can do with sponges, right? Okay.
I can do it.
Yeah. I know, your mom is over there. Okay, buddy. Can I have the sponge back? Or do you want to just hold it? You can hold it. It's okay. Okay. This is what sponges have to do with this. You guys are like a sponge. You have great possibilities inside of you. There are lots that you guys can do. But it's not until God's Spirit fills you that you are going to be the best at doing what you can do and where you can do the most. Susan's going to have me. There is a verse in the Bible that says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And people say that that means teach you guys about God, and when you're grown, you'll follow him, or if you walk away from him, then eventually when you're older, you'll come back to him and accept him. That's true, but there's so much more to that verse. Oh, we have to wait and see. Also, that verse means that your family, as you're growing, needs to look at the qualities that God put in you. And as they see those qualities, they guide you to use those qualities to find the job in this life that God has created you to do. And if you do that together and figure that out, and if you follow God, and if you let him fill you with his Spirit, then you will be the best use that you can be for our society and for God's kingdom. So today I did bring you a sponge. So wait, not yet. So that you can remember. I know, they're pretty awesome. It's to help you remember that even though you can do some things by yourself, when you let God fill you with his Spirit, then you can do so much more. Okay? Let's have prayer. You guys are really good helpers. Thank you. I do. You're right. I do. Okay. Can we pray? Okay. Let's pray. Father in heaven, what great things you have in these boys and girls. What great possibilities. They could be astronauts, Father. They could be gardeners. Who knows what you have planned for each one of them. But you know that. So please reveal to them the good things that you have in them, so that they can follow your plan and be the best that you want them to be. Thank you for each one of them. Please bless their families as they try and guide these children. And bless us as a church family, Father, as we have opportunities to guide them also. In Jesus' name.